setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Here we go, bringing purpose to talk radio. I am coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville, and you are joining a conversation about you, specifically who you are, what you were created to do, where you can do it, and then how to get there. It's all about your purpose. And many of you, this is a foreign idea, this idea that you don't just work to live, you live to work. Wait a second, kid, I don't want to be a workaholic. I want the good life. Yeah, I get it. I didn't say that you were created to be a workaholic. I said you were created to work. You were created to do good things. You were created to, listen to the word here, contribute. So I'm here to help you figure out what your unique contribution is. It's in your sweet spot, and that's the intersection of talent, what you do best, passion, work you love, and then finally, results that matter deeply to you. That's your mission. Talent, passion, mission. You use what you do best to do work you love to accomplish results that matter. That is purpose. So let's help you figure it out. I don't care if you don't know what you want to do, you're in the right place. I can help you. You may know what you want to do, but not sure how to get there. I can help you there. You may know what you want to do and know how to get there, but financially, you're behind the eight ball. I feel like financially, I can't do it, Ken. Yes, you can. I can help you with the financial. Some of it's relational. Afraid to cast the dream to those that are around you that matter most. Some are poo-pooing the idea as risky. Some of it's just all you, emotional. Fear, doubt, and pride holding you back. Whoever you are, whatever your circumstance, you are welcome here. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. Before we get to the phone, I saw an article recently, really, really good, about thinking like a child. How playing, or I would call it purposeful recreation, even during the workday, can improve your creativity. Luke Shankula is the source of this great content from this article. CEO of Paragon Digital Marketing, father of two. And had a moment of realization when his wife came to him and said, you know what? You're never around. And when you are around, you're not even present. So he started playing with his kids more during the workday, being intentional there, which obviously has a lot of positives. But just the idea of playing, whether it was with his kids or not, this idea of a little silliness, a little recreation, playing around, does really good things for you. Number one, play increases your mindfulness, the idea of truly being present. I don't know if you've ever done this like me, but you get in your head, I got to do these two things in the next 20 minutes, and you get distracted, and you look up, 20 minutes is gone, you haven't done either one. I mean, it happens to all of us. But have you also experienced whether you're playing with a, playing a board game or you're engaged in play with your kids or engaged in some type of fun team building exercise that your mind's not wandering? You're just totally engaged. And that's what play will do for you. It helps you learn how to be present in the moment. The second thing it does is when you're enjoying something, and we're in this idea of playing on purpose here, it floods your brain with these positive chemicals. One is oxytocin, that's connection. When we connect with others, positive social interaction, oxytocin is released. When we enjoy ourselves, whatever we're doing, dopamine. And then finally, serotonin, which is a mood stabilizer. All of these happy hormones protect your brain against stress. And finally, play makes you more productive. Some people go, I don't have time in the day to do a little moment of play or something fun with the team. Yeah, you do. First of all, you do. And secondly, if you walk away from a project, you're working hard, you're busting it, whether it be writing. And I know if I've experienced this, just recently finished my third book. More on that. It's coming out in November. You'll be able to buy it in the days and months ahead. But the point is that every time I've written a book, I've had moments where I'm bogged down and I get away and I do something fun, whether it be with my family, a friend, go play golf, whatever. I come back, boom, exploding ideas. So it does make you more effective. And that's why I believe having fun makes you more productive. Now, let me give you an example. So two things that I do here at Ramsey Solutions. So my desk is about 30 yards behind me. And we are in an area with the other Ramsey personalities and our team, the team that does such a great job of supporting us and building us. And so we have two forms of play in our area. One is I brought in a putter and I brought in 3 or 4 golf balls. And we've got, you know, just like any corporate office, we've got the carpet that's just basically on concrete. So it makes for a really great putting surface. And as with any floor, it's not a perfectly level floor, right? It has little nuances in it, if you will. And so we have putting competitions in our area. Madison is shaking her head. She knows this. And sometimes if nobody wants to putt against me, well, I'll just putt by myself. So it is not abnormal for anybody to walk by our area and see me ingrained in a putting competition or just putting by myself. That's one area of play that I do. And I will do it. It's not every day, but there are many days where I need a mental break and I will do that. And then it's like, I'm ready. I'm ready to jump back into it. The second thing we do in our area is we have Trivial Pursuit cards. And we don't play the full board game, but what we do is if there's 3 or 4 people in the area and I kind of had some fun starting it off. And then now anybody who wants to kind of do it will go, hey, who wants to play Trivial Pursuit? And so let's say there's 4 or 5 people in there and they've raised their hand. We take a little bit of break right at our desk. And the way we do it is everybody gets one card. There's 6 questions on each card. And you get 6 questions, and the person who gets the most correct answers wins absolutely nothing except bragging rights, which, as I recall, is also the name of Madison's very popular sports podcast. Could give her a little bump there. Bragging Rights, go check it out where podcasts are available. She does a great little college football podcast. Are you on hiatus? Do you guys have a new season coming up?
Yeah, we're off right now because of the season.
Yeah, listen to her. We're off. Listen to her. Her and her brother, they do a great job, by the way. She's a real pro. So anyway, the point is, when we do that Trivial Pursuit thing, and Madison, you've done it once, I believe. You won. I know you won. Thank you very much. She needs to make sure that she gets it. She did win, and you just happened to be in there randomly when we did it. So here's the point of play. That little interaction, and Madison can attest to this, it's a lot of fun. You know, some of the questions are hard, some are easy. We trash talk each other. You know, it's just a lot of fun. And it's just a little bit of a release from the grind. And so I've given you 2 examples of what I do and some of the things we do. But listen, do that. Do it with your colleagues. Be the person who comes up with the idea. Again, you don't have to take off of work and go blow 2 hours. No, no, no. You just do a little fun there. It makes everybody, it gives them a lift. And so understand, for those of you that are in positions where you've got to be creative, which is most of us, on some level, we've got to create. You get a log jam, go do something fun. Come back. Try to get fun in your day at work, just a little bit every day. I think you'll see huge, huge results. Don't move. More Ken Coleman Show coming up. Are you feeling stuck and disengaged in your current job? If you're searching for a new job for any reason, the Get Hired live stream event on April the 27th is for you. At this event, you're going to learn how to get clear on what you do best, get qualified for the job you want, and get connected to job opportunities. No matter what your situation is, there is hope. Join me on Tuesday, April the 27th to take control of your career and start working toward what you were born to do. Text the word HIRED to 33789 to learn more. Coaching the men and women of the world to be who they were created to be and make plenty of money doing it. I am Ken. You are joining the Ken Coleman Show, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577 is the number. It's a toll-free number. and it is your show. Denise is going to join us in Naperville, Illinois. Denise, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. How are you today?
Denise, I'm living the dream. What's going on with you?
Question. Do I abandon my dream job to fill my financial obligation?
Oh, okay. That's a big question. Tell me about these financial obligations and then how the dream job has fallen short.
Well, I have a 13-and-a-half-year-old son. I'm a single mother. Mm-hmm. I have always got jobs to work around his child care, mm-hmm. and they didn't pay anything. And because of that, I graduated in 2015 with a bachelor's in human resources. Mm-hmm. That's my dream job.
Okay.
So I had to work jobs that wasn't HR related.
Okay.
Over a couple of years. So now I'm part time working as an HR assistant.
Okay.
But that's my dream job is HR. I love working with employees and management. I love creating a happy environment, a healthy environment, uh-huh. and I'm very creative. So, and I love leadership. But I don't see myself in the role I am part-time. It's not the role I want to be in. I want to do HR. I want to go farther in HR. And because of lack of experience, that's what I was told. You don't have enough experience.
You were told that by who?
Oh, several people, several interviews,
But not the current, not your current employer, because you're now in an administrative assistant role. Is that what I'm understanding?
Right. That's correct.
Okay. But you're in HR. So you are doing the proximity principle the way I would teach it, which says in order to do what Denise wants to do, which is work in HR, you got to get around mm-hmm. people that are doing HR work and in places where that is happening. And good on you. You're at least in the door. I would say you're on the dance floor. Right.
But see, this is the thing, Ken. They really don't do HR. I work in a school district.
Okay.
And their HR is totally different from HR.
Great. But here's the
practices.
Point. But you are working in HR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I am.
So now we got some experience, right? And so now we say, all right, I have been a single mom, which makes me one of the true heroes in this world. For 13 and a half years, and I'm tough as nails. I've always done what it took. Isn't that true of you?
That's correct.
All right, then. So you're in now. You're in. And so you stay in. If you got to go get another part-time job to take care of the finances, because you mentioned money issues, starting a phone call, then do that. But while you're doing that, you're making connections, and you are looking to get in HR. And here's the deal. If you got to be a full-time assistant in HR for a company and where you're in the HR department, then that's a good move for you as well to get in, because once you're in, Denise, there's no stopping you, because then you're gonna start making connections with people in that department. You're paying attention in the meetings, and then you're going to get whatever limited qualifications you might need to move up the ladder, and you keep on stepping. But right now you're at least on the bottom rung of the ladder in that you are doing HR work. By being an assistant, you are doing it on a part-time basis. So,
yeah, but it's time full-time because I want to buy a home.
I get it.
And I'm in Peace University.
Yeah.
And I have to pay my student loans back.
I know. So here's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Get a full-time job. And if it's taking you a little bit of time to get in the full-time job, go get another part-time job. Right now, you need to be working 40 hours a week minimum. Okay.
Right.
You got a 13-year-old.
Right.
It's not like, he's a toddler. Child care is less and less of an issue for a 13-year-old. If you sit down with him and say, son, I need you to step your game up because mama's got to work and I'm only doing this for a season and life's going to be much better. I'm paying off debt. I'd cast a vision to that young 13-year-old man. He loves his mama. He knows what you've done for him. Cast vision for what you're doing and why you're doing it. He can come home.
Okay.
He can come home and sit home. It's from school for 2 hours until mom gets home or whatever it is. So you do what you have to do right now. Now, while you get that second part-time job, you're looking for the opportunity to step into an HR position. And I do believe you have enough experience to get an entry-level HR position. So what does entry-level HR look like? And you've got to get really clear on what that looks like and use the proximity principle. I'm going to give you a copy of my book. Do you have the proximity principle? I'm going to give it to you if you don't.
Oh, I don't have that.
Okay, listen. So you've got to start to identify, hey, these people are hiring here, 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 and here. And all of these positions are, in fact, entry-level opportunities for you. And entry-level doesn't require a bunch of experience. That's why they call it entry-level. Okay, but you actually have some HR experience, and so I want you to lead with that. I also want to make sure that you're going to my website today, and I want to make sure you're restructuring your resume to look like how I teach you to do it. We've got a free template with the free resume guide. I want you to really digest after downloading the How to Win the Interview guide at kencoleman.com. I want you to do that. I want you to work the web of connections, which is a whole chapter in the Proximity Principle book that I'm giving you. So Amanda, let's give her whatever copy she wants, hard copy, ebook, or audio book, and you get after it, Denise, because there's no stopping you. I wouldn't bet against a single mom if my life depended on it. I just wouldn't, Joe. You know why? Because single moms are the most resourceful people on the planet. They're heroes. They know how to struggle and struggle through it. And struggle is like, they struggle more before breakfast than most people all day long. And what that tells me is that you're strong, because it's the struggle that gives us strength. So you got this, Denise. I promise you got this. Let's go to George, who's joining us in Yonkers, New York. George, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
All right. I'm going to try to make sense of this. So back in November, in New York, I was a little frustrated with New York, so I applied for a trade school in another state, and I wound up getting accepted into it.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out, like, I could take that class in New York without having to move and pick, but I don't know what to do. I kind of want to pick up and move and start in another state, or would it make more sense to take the same thing in where I am and not have to leave? Like, that's what I'm kind of like.
Well, that feels like it's an emotional one right now, and it's hard for me to answer that on your behalf. But I'll tell you where I'm leaning. You haven't given me much evidence, but I'm leaning towards you leaving the state, because it feels to me like you got pretty fed up with it. You went ahead and moved on it. You got accepted, and now all of a sudden you're getting a little bit of cold feet because change is a little scary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have stuff packed. I have things packed up and everything. So.
Yeah. So why stay in New York? Why would give me three good reasons why you'd stay in New York? We got a minute and a half, so give it to me quick.
Just family.
Okay. So we have one good reason only. Now give me some good reasons why we would go to this other state.
Well, good job, more opportunities, new experiences, cheaper to live down there.
That was four. You rolled off four good reasons to leave New York, and you only gave me one good reason, and I get it now. The family thing is real. You love your family. They love you. You may feel like you're going to miss them, or maybe it's more that you feel like they're going to criticize you and give you a hard time when you say, I'm leaving. Uh-oh. Now I'm stepping
that's
on.
Happened already.
Yeah, I know it has.
It's happened already.
And so that's why. So if family was not giving you the grief, would you even be calling me right now?
No.
No, you'd be on the highway. I'm out! Right?
Yeah.
George, I think we know what you got to do, buddy. It's your life, not your family's life. And here's what's interesting about these situations I have found. If you don't pursue what you feel you're supposed to pursue because your family's giving you the grief, the very people you're trying to please are going to be the very people that you resent later on in life. Versus if you disappoint the family a little bit and say, this is my life, I got to go, and they're a little sad, you're still going to love them, and they're going to love you even more because they miss you. Come on, George, am I right? Say yes or no.
Definitely right.
Go, George, go. Don't wait. Pack the truck. The Ken Coleman Show continues to provide alarming amounts of clarity to women and men from all around the globe. I want to say hi to our podcast audience. who listens to the radio show podcast that we put out every after, dude, and we get calls from all around the globe on a regular basis. So that's always, always enjoyable, and just want to say thank you for listening. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Quick announcement. If you haven't heard, we're bringing our Get Hired event back April the 27th. It's going to be live from our lobby here at Ramsey Solutions World Headquarters. Get Hired is for a lot of different people. For kids coming out of college looking for a job, for people looking to move from part-time to full-time work, maybe because they were displaced by COVID, and then certainly people looking to switch careers, to move from one industry to another. The event is really affordable. Tickets start at just $20, just a basic ticket price, $20, daveramsey.com/events. We've got some special tiers. And then for people who want to come and join us live, if you want to drive in, you're near the Nashville area, you'd like to come hang out, we're going to have a big time live here in the lobby. So again, tickets at daveramsey.com/events. That's daveramsey.com/events. It's called the Get Hired event. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Manny, who joins us in Orlando, Florida. Manny, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Appreciate you, you know, taking my call.
Sure.
I just had a success story.
Really. Oh, I love this. What happened?
Yeah, so I spoke to you like at some point in 2020. You know, I've been in like a sales role, more corporate sales, and it was just feeling real stagnant. I didn't feel like the growth was there. And so ended up, you know, trying to look for other jobs. I mean, the biggest thing problem I had was just not having a 4-year degree. A lot of the sales jobs I was looking at, you know, they required a 4-year degree. And I'm happy to announce that, you know, I am going to hand in my resignation letter Friday, and I have a new opportunity here in Orlando that I'm going to take with a company that's, you know, not only a great company, but also like ran completely debt free. And, you know, a lot of their values just coincide with me, and they're a faith-based company. And yeah, I'm super excited about the role. It is kind of scary, but, you know, it is, you know, it's commission and stuff like that, which I'm used to in sales, but, sure. You know, it's just, you know, it's a breath of fresh air. And, you know, if it wasn't for your book, The Proximity Principle, all the resources that you put out, the Get Hired guide, the Clarity guide, just everything, the resume templates, like it just all helped to lead me to this point, you know? And, I feel a lot of peace. I remember you telling me, you know, Manny, like you got to get out of your head, you got to get in your heart. And, you know, that was just something that really stuck with me. And yeah, you know, I'm, you know, just kind of really excited about it. I feel like a lot of peace with the decision and stuff. And, good. You know, one on chapter 5 of your book, you have a quote there from, Jim Rohn, mm-hmm. You know, don't join an easy crowd. You won't grow. Go where the expectations and the demands to perform are high.
Yeah.
You know, it just really resonates with me. And, you know, I'm ready to go out there, hustle, work hard. And yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, you know, for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you for doing what you needed to do for you and then calling us and telling the story, because so many people right now are feeling a lot more confident because they just heard Manny tell his story. And I'm just really, really proud of you and grateful that you shared the story. That's really great stuff. And I'll tell you this, Manny, your best days are still ahead without question. You're going to crush it. And I think you're stepping into the next rung on your ladder. And I think that you're going to absolutely go to heights that you may not have imagined. And really, really proud of you. You did the work. And that needs to be commended. Joe, we gotta celebrate Manny. Can we celebrate Manny a little bit? There we go. Yeah. There we go. A little happy dance for Manny in Orlando starting the new job. Let me tell you something else that he said. You could hear the emotion on the end of it. When he said, you know what? I just resigned. I'm turning in my resignation today. Boy, you know, he's like, it's kind of scary, but it's kind of like, it's the equivalent of doing that big roller coaster. You know, the big, scary, fast one. You know you're going to be fine. But you're still like, oh boy. You know what I mean? It's that moment where it's like, okay, and that's what change is. Change really is like a roller coaster. Right? It's, I'm looking forward to it. I want to ride the roller coaster. I really do. I want to ride this. Don't know exactly what it's going to be like first time you ride it, right? And you get up there and you get locked in and they come by and they test the seat belt or whatever those harnesses are, and that's when you know this is real. This is real. We're about ready to go. And if it's like one of those old school roller coasters, right? It's tick, 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 tick. You're just kind of going up slow. You're getting closer. You're like, oh, man. And you're looking around. You're up high. You're like, oh, man, we're high up in the air. This is about ready to be crazy. All right? And then you hit that hill, and it's like, ah, you know, and you're going fast in the loop-de-loops and all this. You're like, oh, this is crazy, crazy. And before you know it, like the ride's over, right? And then you're going, wow, that was awesome.
Let's go again.
There it is, Joe. You nailed it, right? That's what all my kids say. They're terrified. Dad, you're going to kill me. And then they get done with the ride, and they're exhilarated, and they say, let's do it again. That, folks, really is the metaphor for change. And you got to step into it. Let's go to Aiken, South Carolina, where Brian joins us. Brian, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak with you.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. What's going on, Brian?
Well, I think I finally found what I want to do with my life at the ripe old age of 40.
There you go.
But I just don't know if I can get there.
Why? What is it?
Well, I'd like to do something with large animals, like farm animals, be a vet tech, something of that nature.
Okay, so if you were going to be a vet tech or something of that nature, are you familiar with what it's going to take to get qualified?
I have been doing a lot of research here in the last couple of weeks, yes, sir.
Okay, so what tells you that you can't do that? Is it financial? Is it time? What do you think are your limitations?
A little bit of time and a little bit of financial.
Okay, so how do we address that? What's the time piece that's holding you back?
Well, I work full time, plus I have my own farm that I have to take care of the same time.
Okay, but do you really think that's insolvable or unsolvable, or is it sitting there going, okay, how much time would I have to free up to take these classes or whatever it takes? Have you run that out?
Yeah, I need a few hours a day.
Okay, so how would you do that? Right now, you have 24 hours, best I can tell, right?
I give up a few hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you have the same amount of time I do.
Right.
You got 24. So that amount of time that you need, a few hours a day, that's doable. You know why I know it's doable? Because it's something you really want to do. And where there's a will, there's a way. And you can sacrifice for a short amount of time, whatever that is, 2 years, 18 months, 24 months. How long will it take you to get qualified?
It says 4 semesters.
Well, good grief. That's not very long at all.
No.
So would you be willing to get up at 4:30 or 5? You're a farm boy. I would imagine that's nothing for you. Or whatever you got to do. Or you stay up later. I don't know. Or you don't watch TV. Or a couple nights a week, the family knows dad's locked up. He's studying. I just think it's very possible. And then financially, it's definitely possible. It just means you may have to wait to start later than you would like to because you're going to save up the money for it. You're going to sell something. You're going to bust it. You're going to work, take on another job. And you can practice for the study time by figuring out how to make more money to pay for this. But now that I walk you through it, is it possible or not?
It would be possible, but I got one more question.
Okay, go for it. We got a minute. Well, we got 40 seconds. Hit me with it.
The current job I'm in has a much higher chance of pay than going into the vet tech situation, maxing out wise. Is it still something that I should
pursue? Do you want to do what you're doing the rest of your life, or do you want to be in a vet or vet tech?
Well, I'd like to be a vet, but I like what I do. I just don't love it.
Right. But my point is you get to choose.
Right.
You want the safe job that makes a little bit more money? Or do you want to be a really good vet and find a way to make more money on that farm or what else and do what you want to do? It's your choice, brother. I'm always going to tell you to do what you were created to do. Only you can answer that. This is the Ken Coleman Show. The clarity train rolls on from the Ken Coleman Show. Clarity breeds confidence, and confidence will breed courage to stay on the path. We're talking about getting clear on what you were created to do. We're helping you go from paycheck to purpose. Woo! 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Kevin, who now joins us in Baltimore, Maryland. Kevin, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How are you doing?
I'm living the dream, Kev. What's going on?
All right. So I'm living a dream as well, too. But this dream is not really sufficient to cover my, you know, monthly expenses.
What is this dream?
So I'm calling. I am in an executive role for a record label.
Okay. What kind of money are you making as an executive for a record label?
So we just started off. So we're still in, like, you know, the baby step.
Yeah, startup
baby
phase.
Stage of,
yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm in the role. It's just, how do I find, you know, like a bridge, you know, type of job or work that I can do?
How much are you making? How much are you making?
Right now?
Yeah.
30 grand.
Okay.
A year.
And how much do you need to make?
I need to make probably like 30 grand, honestly.
Okay. I may have not have heard you because you're muffled. You said you're making 30 grand and I asked you how much you need to make and you said 30 grand?
Yeah, but that's strictly from my day jobs.
I understand, but so what's your question?
So I'm moving to Atlanta, right?
Okay.
So they're covering housing and transportation.
Okay.
But in the role specifically, we haven't made enough money for me to cover my expenses. So I'm just calling to ask, like, how do I search for, you know, like a bridge job?
Well,
and secure the bridge job till, you know, that startup company.
Right.
Well, I'm able to, you know, leave the.
Sounds like it's a part-time job for me. Sounds like it's a part-time
exactly.
job. So you get to choose. It's a part-time job, and you got to figure out what they're paying and then how many hours you can get, and then when are you doing that? Because if you got a full-time job as a record executive, that means you're probably working kind of normal hours during the day.
Yeah.
And so you're working nights and weekends and you're working enough to make up the difference from $30,000. But if you're getting paid $30,000 and you said that's what you need to make, then this would be just gravy, I guess. So, I mean, I would work hard. Do what you got to do. You're a young man. Is that true or false?
True.
All right. So yeah, you work. I mean, I don't care. You want to work at a sporting goods store. You want to work waiting tables. I mean, you know, if it's me, I'm working a part-time job that allows me to make the most money possible. So am I driving delivery for Amazon? Am I driving, you know, am I working at a coffee shop? How much does that pay versus if I'm, you know, you just got to look at what's out there. But the good news is part-time jobs for somebody like you who's sharp mm-hmm. and hungry and motivated, well, then you shouldn't have any problem at all. So that's how you bridge the gap. So you just have to simply go, what are the amount of hours that I can give to a part-time job? And that's where we start, because we know what they're requiring of you. Okay, this is what they want from me and my day job. And so I need to make an additional 10 grand or 20 grand or whatever. And you look at that number and you go, okay, there's that number. And then we go, okay, how many hours could I work a week before I'm, you know, I don't want to be dead. I don't want to be a zombie every day, right? So let's say you come up with, I can work an additional 20 hours. So I'm working 60 hours a week. And that's weekends, nights. Okay. So you start looking at that, you go, okay, I can do an initial 20 hours. So if I want to make an additional 20 grand, how much do I have to get paid? You know, you just start running the numbers. It doesn't mean it's always going to work out the way you want it to, but that's how you determine what's the right part-time gig. And really, you're at a place where you don't even care what it is. You want to get the best paying part-time gig as possible so you maximize those 20 hours or 15 hours. And then listen, you are saving like crazy. You're eating, you know, canned food and you're just saving right now. And then as this label hopefully takes off, well, then you can quit the part-time job once it gets to a point where it's taken off. But while you're working hard and working these extra hours, you better be saving money too. You don't want to be spending every dime you have. So that's my advice there. You got this. And remember this, Kevin, where there's a will, there's a way. If you've got the will to succeed, then you'll do whatever it takes. There's no shame in your game. And that's what it takes to win in the music business. Just a no-quit attitude. Thanks for the call. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Coming to you from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, this is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. This is not another political talk show. You're tuning in. We're talking about purpose here. We're talking about what you were created to do. We're talking about work. You should love your work. You really should. Because you're good at it. Because you actually enjoy the work itself. And it creates a result that matters deeply to you. That description there is a person who's on purpose, who's in their sweet spot. And people marvel at that. You were born for this. Absolutely. So if you're just wondering, is there more? There is. If you know what it is, but you're not sure how to get there, well, you're in the right place. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Smyrna, Georgia, where Noah joins us. Noah, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I just want to start out by saying it's an honor to talk to you.
Thank you,
I've been
sir.
Talking to you for a couple, but I've been listening to you for a couple months now.
Thank you, sir.
I got a quick question for you. I work at a lumber company driving for them, and I am actually looking to possibly, in the near future, completely change my industry to running my own restaurant.
Okay.
I'm looking to do this because I'm in a toxic work environment, and I was wondering, when is the best time exactly to do this while I'm working the baby steps?
Well, the baby steps and the My Seven Stages to Work You Love, they work together, okay? So it's not an either or. It's just walking through the baby steps and you're going, okay, am I at a place where I can do this? So let's just talk about what's realistic. For you to run your own restaurant, what has to be true financially? Just to have a restaurant.
From what I've been doing, because I want to start out in doing a food truck, but out of a trailer.
Okay. Do you own the trailer?
I've been able to. Yeah. Oh no, not yet. But I've looked at them to doing. From what I've my research is about $5,000 for a used one, for what will fit my needs.
Okay, so let's pause there. So $5,000 cash. So what baby step Correct. Are you on?
I am actually on baby step two, and I should be completely out of it debt by November of this year.
Okay, great. So I would finish out walking the baby steps. And again, for those of you that are new to Ramsey Solutions, maybe you've come to us through my show and you're like, well, what's the baby steps? Baby step one is you put $1,000 in savings. That's for rainy days. That's for emergencies that pop up. Baby step two is you begin to pay off all of your debt, smallest debt first, then the next biggest, then the next biggest. So you go smallest to largest to get momentum. So then he would focus on baby step three, which is 3 to 6 months of your expenses in savings. Okay. So what I would do if I were you is I would not put any money towards this food truck. I know you're in a toxic situation, but I'd bite your lip and I'd bust it through this. And I would wait until you get out of baby step two. So you pay off all your debt. And then I would, again, take all the money you've been putting towards debt, and I would put that towards your emergency fund. So you're going to walk these two things out together, okay? Then if I were you, a young guy like you, I'm busting, I'm selling stuff, I'm working an extra job on the weekends. You can start that even now, because that would allow you to get out of debt fast, which means you can do what I'm telling you to do faster. And I would then consecutively, while I'm walking out the baby steps, I'm also saving extra money to pay for the food truck. So you don't ever stop the baby steps. It's just you're going to add some intensity after getting through baby step two of paying off the debt. I want to see you cash flow that truck. What other expenses do you need besides the truck, though? Because there's some other expenses to be able to do the business.
Yeah, well, what I'm looking for is like, basically, like the permit, the type of what I'm doing is I would need the food distribution permit, or I can't remember what it's called, but it's basically like a restaurant permit.
Okay, but does the truck come with all the equipment to make the food?
For me to look, or what I'm looking at, yes, it's the 5,000.
Perfect. Okay,
it'd be a
perfect.
Lot more if I have to build it.
Perfect, perfect, perfect. So then you got inventory of food, right? Some licensing, I'm guessing, right. Or are you doing your own thing?
From what I'm looking at, basically going to like the farmer's market, getting all the fresh ingredients and everything.
Okay, good.
Seeing if I can do like contracts or something.
Okay.
Through that.
So then here's the deal. So I even now I'm going to address the day job in a second, but the reason I want you doing it this way is because I don't want you to put all of this pressure to live off of this business. That's what kills so many entrepreneurs, because they put all their eggs in that basket, and it's hard to start a business. It's hard to make that business succeed right out of the gate. I'm not saying it can't happen, but we don't want to act like it's a done deal. So what we want is to take the pressure off. So I'd love for you to be doing that food truck maybe a couple of nights a week, certainly on the weekends, and build that business with no pressure, so that any money you're making on that goes into the savings account for the truck business, the food truck, and you just keep growing it and growing it and growing it until you figure out how to make this thing work to the point that it makes the same amount of money that you're making in your day job, okay? That's the answer to your ultimate question. When do I leave the day job to go full-time in my own restaurant? When that restaurant can support you. That's the answer. Right. But I just gave you the long-winded, detailed answer because I want you to understand how we get to that. Now, if right. you're in a toxic day job, then I'm fine with you leaving that day job once you find another day job that's not so toxic, because it's the day job that's going to fund the dream job. Make sense?
Right. Yes, sir.
So that's how you do it. And notice that nowhere in that things to do list that I gave you, is there anything mm-hmm. risky? Because really saving up the $5,000 and buying the truck isn't that risky. Because the reality is let's say your business fails, and I'm not expecting that, but what's the risk? Nothing. You can resell that and get most, if not all, of your money back. So so what I'm doing is I'm helping you see, wait a second, I don't have to stop the baby steps. I just got to add something in there. And so you know how Dave Ramsey said baby step 3B for some people's building, saving up for a house? In your situation, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, it's that. It's I'm saving up for my food truck. Then baby step 3B can become the house after you get the food truck up and going. So that's what I want you doing. Is but here's the deal. You're going to have to bust it and work really hard, because I still want you saving for your emergency fund as well. Don't stop the baby steps. You're just going to have to put in a little extra gazelle intensity there to come up with the $5,000. But again, you can do that. That's not going to be difficult for you.
Right.
Any other questions on that?
Well, I mean, yeah, you've helped me settle down on how to do this. I'm just trying to figure out the right directions to go with this. I was planning on actually waiting till I actually made the same amount. I've actually read your book, and I've been trying to connect myself to like the self-made restaurants, not the big.
Good. I like that. But I don't understand what you mean by I was waiting to make the same amount. I don't know.
Like the same amount of money a year. If not more.
Well, that's what I said. I said, don't leave your day job or a day job right. until that food truck is paying you what you already make. So it has to replace that income. Until then, it needs to be on the side, you know, and you're just building up. So if you get enough money in the account that you've got 12 months of your salary, yeah, go for it at that point. Because then if you give it full time, you can make even more money. So this is you just kind of keep going incrementally until it gets to that point where that food truck's exploding. And I love the idea of you talking to people who've done their own thing. But I would figure out what people want in your area too. Talk to enough people. Come up with your own survey. You know, what do people want in this food truck? I can tell you this, don't go into vegan food. I just tell you, vegans aren't buying food out of a truck. Am I right, Madison? Not that you're a vegan, but you are a very clean eater. You know, just like think about that. What do people want? If there are 50 hot dog trucks in your area, let me tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not doing another hot dog truck.
Lobster.
Or barbecue or lobster. I mean, like, what do they want? And if you can do your own thing, then before you even buy the truck, Start testing your own recipes. Just at church events and local charity events, start making food and see what people like. There's your test case. All right, I got to run, but before I do, remember this. You matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts, such as the Entree Leadership Podcast with Daniel Tardy.
Hey, this is Daniel Tardy, host of the Entree Leadership Podcast. We believe that small business is the backbone of the American economy. And we also know it can be really hard to win in business. So we're here to help. On the Entree Leadership Podcast, we talk about the practical ways that you can grow yourself, your team, and your profits. Join us every week as we talk to entrepreneurs, CEOs, thought leaders, best-selling authors, and more to help you on the journey of winning at business.
You can start your journey at entreeleadership.com/podcast, or you can search Entree Leadership wherever you listen to podcasts.